really happy this morning to have John tonight with us. Did want to mention a couple other things before we get started. That Jonathan Cooper's wife, don't forget, we had in the bulletin that she was trying to help enhance some things over there in Nigeria where they're working. And she was wanting to try to get people here if we could, or Jonathan asked me. Any of the women that have any makeup or anything like that that they can bring in and leave here, Greg will take that over to them, and she's using that for outreach, I guess you'd call it, more than anything. Don't forget, have the silver box out today for anybody who'd like to give money to John for that. And also, just a little note that these guys, especially almost at the same time, John and also our missionary over, Jean Ferreau over in Belgium, they both have lost their, a lot of money. It's been around $600 a month. And so they're trying to recoup some of that. And we've already had some people here in our congregation that have come up and said that they would donate some extra money towards that fund. So if you're interested in doing that, just and indicate on your card or your money, whatever, that that's what you wanted to go for. John, give us a little preview of their building today, this morning in class, and we got to kind of see what was going on. A lot of you have been up there and done work with them, and I just think this is a fantastic work that we're working with these guys up there. And as the Catholic churches have diminished somewhat in this area, it's a perfect time for us to really go in there and hit hard. So I think it's a really good work. Anybody that also that may be interested in going to lunch with John after we get through with the service today, Connie Creek will be going up to Crescent Cafe. So if you guys would like to meet up there with them and have lunch, that'd be great too. So I will quit jabbering and let John get after it.
Okay. Thank you. I think I'm going to stay here. Is it okay? As long as I don't miss the mark. Thank you very much. And thank you for your support. I will present to you a lesson to help, you know, every one of us in the world. But by the same time, at the same talking, I will also talk about the work. It's the main purpose of my traveling, you know, to give you a report. I shared with the congregation earlier a passage, and this is a passage I'm going to take. This is Matthew 13:31. And I will do my best to speak English, okay? It's always a struggle to me, and I tell you, it humbles me a lot, because over there, you know, I speak French. It's all in French what I do over there, all in French. I use English just for the brotherhood and my studies sometimes, because many books are in English. But anyway, this passage is, to me, the best passage we can use for talking about the work over there. Have you put that picture? Okay, good. Thank you. It is always a challenge to start a work in a new mission field. Most of the time, we are sent where the church is unknown. Although people know about the Bible sometimes, most of the time, people will know about the Bible. But they don't know about the church, you know. The true church, the pattern into the New Testament, into the whole Bible. The work in the province of Quebec, so to speak, started in 1959, in Montreal, in Quebec City, in 1964, and in the area where we are, We were sent there in 1996, January 1996. And 6 months after, a flood came. And you see the little house right here? Stayed into the flood. There is a big dam here, and it brought all the houses and the roads there. I don't know how many, but many of them. And to us, it was a sign of our arrival. It's a modest sign, isn't it? And to me, you know, I will tell you something. One of the most important things in a very hard work like that is to bow down and to pray a lot. And to be careful of what we do, because we look like strangers. And a new religion. And over there, Catholicism was, you know, the mother religion since 500 years. And as a matter of fact, when we got there, we realized more than ever that we had a big wall in front of us, and that was going to be a big obstacle in the work. And it was true. It was true. Most of the people we got to the church were not Catholics. Most of them. A few of them were Catholics. And most of them were from denominationals. This was making the work even harder, because, you know, when most of the people over there, when they get out of a devotion, of a denominational, of any kind of other church that is Christian, so to speak, it's hard to bring them to the simplicity of the Bible. But anyway, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. So we were sent there by God, you know, by the church, to plant the seed, to sow that seed. Our goal was to tell these people that the word of God was eternal, and the model of the church, there was no other way to be different. And we went on the... We spread the gospel in many ways, on newspaper, gospel campaigns, even on radio for 4 years when we were in the big city I showed you earlier in the Sunday school. I didn't print my sermon because I had too many things to work on, but I'm sorry about it, okay? Okay, now. Through Catholicism, people heard about Jesus. You know, I was a Catholic, you know, thinking with some Christian thinking. This is what I mean. We partly heard the word of God. We heard about salvation, but in a different way in the scriptures. We heard about Jesus, but it was not the Jesus of the Bible. You know, when I started reading the Bible, I tell you something, it was not totally the same Jesus. And maybe some of you here are Catholics or were Catholic. Know something, that I was a Catholic and I was believing very much in my religion until the day I read the Bible, the Word, the eternal Word of God, as we read earlier in this worship time. So preaching to them was a big challenge and a big thing of patience. You know, the people who were sent there in 1959, some brethren from the States, from Texas. And I tell you, these guys were very patient, were even more patient than us, I should say, so to speak, because it was very difficult at this time. We were looking like a sect, although we were not at all. And also, I got some contacts, you know, when I tried to share the gospel with them. I remember a man, an owner of a health food store that I met just before to leave in this trip. I began to talk with him. He was very interested, but the conversation was not very long, but it was interesting. He was interested. He was very much interested. They are still in touch with me, you know, these people. There was another man and his wife. They wanted to hear me, but these people were very kind to any religion, even Muslim people. And when I began to talk to them about the eternal word of God and the eternal design of God for the church, the plan of salvation, he kicked me out. And anyway, he began to be more friendly, and today is very friendly to me, okay? But what I'm saying is, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, is like a seed. And if we plant the seed, it might do something good, at first, or it might take a long time before to do something good. There was a denominational preacher who tried to reach back some people from the church. So you see, we had so many trials in the beginning, and we could convert many people. We reached about 35 people, and maybe 40. But many of them left the church because they were not staying into the Word of God. And it was very difficult, you know, to see people leaving because of the fact that they were not taught into the truth. But, you know, the church started anyway, although it was very small. The kingdom of God, he says, is like a mustard seed, which indeed is the least of all seeds. I think this is what he's saying here. He's saying that, you know, this very little seed, which is a mustard seed, looks very small, but don't despise the size of it, because it's going to be very, very big. It's going to be like a tree. And, you know, this is something very, very important to understand in the work in a mission field where the work is very hard in China, you know, in Quebec, in France, and many other places in the world. You know, this is the way sometimes the church looks like, or the kingdom of God, if you prefer. We were sent in Saguenay in 1996, and Catholicism was a terrible war before us, and we had a prayer that we said often. It was a common prayer. We were saying to God, Lord, if you don't open the doors, there is no way to do it, to do anything here. If you don't tender these hearts, what can we do with these people? So we needed patience and prayer, a lot of prayer. As I said earlier, in the time we got there in 1996, there were 107 parishes. A parish is a priest, a building, a team, a group of people of an area, and they had 107 in this area where we are. Today they are 72, and they will concentrate them into 8 parishes in June 2015. It's a great, great change of a culture. And when a culture, you know, is not favorable to the gospel, there is almost no way, you know, and it takes a lot of patience. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that we should never work or do any help, any effort in a mission field. For instance, let's say we send some missionaries in Saudi Arabia. There is a very big wall there of culture and religion, and with that wall, we will need a lot of patience. Without it, it's impossible. But Jesus says here that it looks like very small, but it will become big if we persevere. This is what he means, you know. When you plant a seed, you want to water it. You want to tender the earth. You want to do so many things that this little seed will grow at once and will become a plant or a tree. And I think this is what I thought when I got there. I knew it was going to be very hard, and sometimes we got discouraged. There is a matter of fact that we did. I remember when I was sent in this in the mission field of Quebec, 5 preachers were trained in the United States almost at the same time than me. 2 get there before me, and we were 3 who got there afterwards. We were 5, okay? Out of these 5, okay, 3 of them left the church with a broken marriage. These 5 guys, except, well, I was not like them. They were very successful in school. A's and hundreds. A's and hundreds. And I'm not kidding. I could tell you the names and you will understand what I'm saying, if you know them. And one of them came back to the U.S. because of discouragement, because of a difficulty to raise support. You know, it's hard to get support in a very slow work like that. But the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Let's not despise it. If we stay and persevere, that will grow. Just look at your country, you know, 500 years ago. Try to find a church of Christ in your country. Today you have 20,000 churches of Christ in the United States. Why? Because of the perseverance of the pioneers. Because of the hard work they did. Without them, no one would be here today. This is what I understand. Because all of us are from these efforts that were made. I tell you something, when I hear these kind of things, I want to tear up my shirt. when I heard about these brothers that I knew very well, who left the church. They were very successful, you know. Two of them reached about 100 in a congregation. In their congregation, one of them bought a Catholic church building in Montreal. And I could not believe that he left the church with discouragement and with a broken marriage. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. This is all over the world. You know, India, it's the same story. It's the same story in Russia. It's the same story in Haiti. And I believe as long as we will be there, okay, there will be a growth. And you see now God is changing the culture. You know, your culture was very favorable to the gospel. You know, there is no place in the world where we hear about the Bible like your country. There is no place in the world. This is something that anyone in the world who knows about things that can say. I've heard that a while ago on TV in Canada. And but, you know, there was a beginning. There was a beginning where, you know, you had a wall of denominational people here in the United States. Over there is Catholicism. According to Wikipedia, they have about 6 million people who are still Catholic. We have about 8 million people in the province of Quebec. But this is 6 million people who are Catholic. But most of them, I would say over 5 million of them, are not practicing at all. And that's why they closed these buildings. You know, since 1998, 2 years after we got there, 48 Catholic church buildings closed their door. They sold the buildings, they destroyed it, or they gave it away. I remember last summer we had the visit of the Westman congregation, the sponsoring church, and the elder said, "You never had the idea to buy one of these buildings?" And I said, "Well, I would tell you, Chuck, something. I don't want to go there anymore. It reminds me bad souvenirs, bad things they have done to the world, to the people. They control people. They abuse children. They abuse widows. And they abuse their money to build these things that are useless today." And I said, "Personally, I prefer what we're doing now." And he said, I think you're right. People are pleased. They are charmed by the building we are working on. Because it's very modest. It costs some money, but it's very modest if we compare it to most of the church buildings in any denomination. It looks very, very modest. And personally, I really believe that although sometimes we are despised in the work, I remember in Quebec City there was preacher of a denomination, and I don't want to name. And he once in a while he was seeing the preacher in Quebec City, and he was asking often, "Are you still 40 there?" With an arrogant attitude. And I think it was very arrogant. You know why? Because people despise the Word of God. The power of the Word of God. Jesus said here, the Word has its power. It depends on your belief. Only on your belief. If we believe the Word of God, that will bring some fruits. And this is what is happening in Quebec. So in other words, we look pretty despised over there, because we are a very small group, and all over Quebec, you've seen the pictures earlier, we have about maybe 30 congregation all over with no more than 400 Christians. You see? And sometimes we hear that saying that you probably heard also, "You don't believe you are the only one who are saved." And every time I hear it, you know, I feel sorry about that. Because people don't want to look into the Bible to follow the right pattern. But, he says, "But when it grown, it is grown. It is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in its branches." Today in the United States, 20,000 Churches of Christ. It's amazing. It's great. And I see the birds, you know. They're coming from Canada, Russia, Haiti, India, Russia, many, many, many countries in the world. And they come here to what? To get some strength, some support. And I think this is what Jesus, what he's saying here is something accomplished, so to speak, in your country. It's not finished, as a matter of fact. But over there, this is a hope we have, you know, that the work will grow one day if we don't give up. I tell you something. If I am ever sent to another area than Quebec, for instance, Haiti, where it is French and where they have a lot of growth, it's not that I would not love to go to a place where we baptize people every day. I would love to do that. But personally, I don't think I would do God's will. I don't think I would do His will at all. And I would be afraid to come back into a fish. Anyway, you remember Jonah? Okay. And I'm saying that because I really believe that the work over there, the best is to come. So we are at this part of the text, but we are reaching that, okay? We didn't grow yet. You can see that it is still small in Quebec. But anyway, patience is a must. It's not an option. Without patience, we cannot go further. The owner of the Earth Force store, when I just left 2 weeks ago, I remember I went there to get something for the traveling, to help me for the traveling, and he was there. I didn't see him for many, many, many years. He was there. And I went to see him. I said, "Do you remember me? I came here about 10 years ago. It was just before we began that project." And so, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Oh, yes, I remember." And he said, "I have many questions to ask you, by the way." And we talked a lot about the gospel. And this guy said to me things like, "You know what? The most prominent of religions, they have their creeds, they have their dogma, they have their document, they have their books. And after, they have the Bible." I said, "Amen. Amen. It is exactly what we don't want to do and what we don't do, as far as I understand." And I had a wonderful conversation with him. You know why? Because the seed grown. The seed grown. The poet, you know, becomes one of my best friends. You know, the one who kicked me out 10 years ago. And he called me Noah and the building, the Ark of Noah. And often he writes to me and he says, "Jean, is the ark ready?" And they become very friend to us, my wife and my kids. They are very nice people. And I hope, you know, they would come to the opening. You know, we have over 300 people like that who are friends to us now. God tendered the earth, the heart of the people. And this is a must, you know. Over there... Now we're becoming more friends to the people of the city and more known. Since we see Catholicism falling away, there is a tremendous change in the thinking of the people. Personally, okay, I believe the most important Catholic are those who are in between, those who are not practical at all, those who are not practicing at all, and those who are very, very, very dedicated. Most of the time, it's in between, okay? Because those who don't practice, they have an excuse. You know, they say, "I have a religion. I don't want to change my life." That's it. That's all. Some others, you know, they still have the faith, the simple faith in God. As most Christians we have, you know, they have a good faith, but with a lot of ignorance. And what I say to them, when I talk to them, I say, "You know, I didn't change my religion. I believe in Jesus and God the Father and the Son and the gospel. I just made it right. And I just put away all the bad things. I just followed our master, our God, and that's it, that's all." Because most of the people over there have a simple faith, and it's easy to bring them to Christ when we can sit down with them. It's the most problem is to sit down with them. They are afraid of a Bible study. But now they are getting more friendly, more open, and I really believe the best is to come. If you see the same thing that I see, if you understand the same thing that I understand, I think I can say that. Let's not give up. Please keep on supporting us. We lost some support, a lot of support, since about 3 months, 4 months already. It's about $700 a month. And this is a trial. You know, it's Satan wants us to get out of this mission field because he knows the best is to come. But I encourage you, you know, to really trust these words of God. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in its branches. Maybe you're not a Christian tonight. I encourage you to become a Christian this morning, excuse me. If you're a Christian, it's the time to restore yourself. I propose to you to do it today. I will tell you something. You know, this building we have was crooked all over. It is still crooked. But we put new walls, new floor, new ceiling. It was neat, you know. But a lot of work to do. You know, more you wait, more work will be done. Harder it's going to be. Although you're Christian, although you're not a Christian, I tell you something. If we put it away, every day we put it away, we're just saying, I will work more and more after. But listen to that. It's very important. We can become a son of God or a son of Satan. And when we put it away, we become closer to be a son of Satan. You know, we can become a demon on earth. This is the way was Judas. And if we become a demon, there is no way. Don't think about it anymore. There is no way. There was just a little bit of moisture in the building. And this moisture, if it would have been all over the building, the project was over. You know, we could not do anything with it. But I tell you something. We did it at time. It was about to get that. Fortunately, we made the right decision. I propose to you to do that decision today for your soul when we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Anywhere, Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere, Jesus.